Rise and shine, St. Louis. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After with Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, and Doug Vaughn. It's time to start your day off right. Now here's Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
7:04 in St. Louis, you're listening to the Ryan Kelly Morning After, 590 The Fan, KFNS. 105.7 HD2 FM and InsideSTL.com, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios. Timothy Michael McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, Douglas Elvin Vaughn with you on the radio program. Welcome to the Design Air Heating and Cooling 7 o'clock hour. DesignAirService.com. Design Air is the number one train dealer in the Midwest. It's hard to stop a train. Today on the program, Derek Gould will be with us and John Taylor. Doug.
Gouldsy and Tazy?
That's right.
What's John Taylor? What's... that about?
Doug?
He's a baseball producer and contributing writer for SI.com.
Thank you, Nurse.
Didn't I
He's
see
the one who wrote, I believe he was the first one to write regarding the Cardinals and the ring promotion and how that was offensive. So we'll be able to attempt to understand his perspective.
I missed
on that. Oh, you're not aware of that? While you were down in Miami, they weren't talking about it in Miami?
No.
Huge controversy. I mean, huge.
I saw that he tweeted something, this guy, and that's where it started?
He wrote a column on SI.com saying, I guess I'll pull up the column now, Doug.
I'm sorry. I feel like I'm not up to
speed. I would have thought that shows how important this was to the team.
The Cardinals did an ad trying to get people to come to one of the games where they were giving away a commemorative championship ring.
The headline is, so I can read it and not play the telephone game. I want to be exact with what was said. The Cardinals sent out a sexist tweet about a World Series ring giveaway. So almost with that headline, it frames the discussion. Almost.
I don't believe that, Tim. I think it's an innocuous headline that's probably just trying to give the story a fair shake.
John Taylor, our guest at 9 o'clock, writes, it's kind of amazing that women like sports and you don't have to bribe slash trick them into attending a game is a hard to understand concept in the year 2017 or at all, but the Cardinals clearly haven't fully grasped that one. Behold, a since deleted tweet of theirs promoting a World Series replica ring giveaway, awash in some impressively casual sexism. The tweet, you love baseball, she loves jewelry on May 17th, it's a win-win. And then it's a photo of the replica 1967 World Series Championship mystery ring next Wednesday for the game against the Sox at Busch Stadium. John writes, it's a bad tweet, though honestly, it's not too far afield. What does that mean, Doug?
Far afield means out of bounds, out of the realm of...
I'm going to use that from now on.
It's not near afield.
I don't understand that.
By the way, you look great today, Doug.
Oh, thank you.
It's a bad tweet, though honestly, it's not too far afield from the tone-deaf way teams announce and promote Ladies' Night and other such teach women the sport because they couldn't possibly understand it on their own events. But how did it come together? Lucky for you, I was behind the scenes, asterisk, when it was hatched. Int Cardinals Social Media Department. Cardinals Employee 1. Hey, we have this 1967 World Series replica ring promotion coming up. Cardinals Employee 2. Oh yeah, that thing looks pretty cool. How should we get the word out? Cardinals Employee 1. Well, it's easy enough to sell this giveaway to men who all love baseball. Cardinals Employee 2. Wait, we have fans who aren't men? Cardinals Employee 1. I know, right? It's weird. I don't know why women even care. There's nothing in the sport of baseball for them. No designer shoes, no fancy clothing, no Lisa Frank stickers. Doug, who's Lisa Frank?
I don't know who that is.
Cardinals Employee 2. People still buy those? Cardinals Employee 1. Sure. Anyway, I guess we should reach out to the women as well.
Still going?
But how? How on earth can we interest them in a sport that no women anywhere cares about or likes? It's almost like it's building a...
Mm-hmm. Well, sure.
Cardinals Employee 2. I've got it. All women like shiny stuff, right? All jewelry is shiny. And a ring is jewelry. Cardinals Employee 1. Go on. Cardinals Employee 2. So here's the tweet. You love baseball. She loves jewelry. Cardinals Employee 1. .. Cardinals Employee 2. What do you think? Cardinals Employee 1. It's perfect. Everyone gets what they want. Men get baseball and women, all of whom hate baseball and have to be dragged to a game by men because no woman alive would ever want to attend one, get an incentive to be there through a cheap piece of plastic. Cardinals Employee 2. It's a win-win. So yeah, Here's your daily reminder that most sports teams have no idea how to address women without talking down to them or treating them as undifferentiated masses of stereotypes who are only watching a game because a man is making them. Asterisk, I was not behind the scenes.
Okay.
Here's my quick take as we workshop on this.
I'm surprised that you, Dexter Fowler, and Adam Wainwright didn't have a long conversation about this really, down at Marlins Park in front of 800 strong.
I really didn't. The tweet was dumb. Writing about that tweet with so many words and hackneyed recreation of fictional dialogue is 100 times dumber.
Careful, he's going to be on the show here later. Yeah, we thought it was all a faux controversy.
I mean,
really,
you're going to get upset by that? It's not like, okay, here's a funny bit. I'll go back and forth a couple of times. That's more words than you and I use in a month. For that?
Yeah. Well, I just hope the controversy doesn't bring the organization to its knees.
Nice take.
Because I'd hate to see him, you know, move out of town or something because of this.
How would you explain it to your daughter who might want to go for the ring?
I couldn't.
And then to make it seem, too, like the social media marketing department is, it's all these high-level people meeting for hours before a tweet. No, it isn't. You know, sometimes it's just someone who had the Twitter account who came up with a bad idea on their own. It's not some groupthink to perpetuate evil.
Yeah, no. Just trying to sell tickets to a ball game. That's all it was. Some things you can just let go, can't you?
No, I'm triggered.
Can't let anything go. All right.
Have we ever used that word on this show, triggered?
Triggered? I don't believe so.
You like it?
Good work.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Thank you.
Breaking new ground, Tim. Thank you.
Doug, I hope this is okay. You love mothers. She loves flowers. Oh, God.
Be careful, Tim.
Mother's Day is this weekend.
What you're saying is all mothers love flowers and they don't like baseball because they don't understand it.
I just said you love mothers and mothers love flowers.
Yeah, but I read it a little bit more than that because I'm triggered.
Mother's Day is this weekend, but there's still time to send her Sherry's Berries, huge freshly dipped strawberries to mom, starting at $19.99 plus shipping. Sherry's Berries are huge, sweet, juicy, and covered in decadent toppings. Today only, I have an exclusive last-minute offer for you. Double the berries for mom for just $10 more, and she will receive free cake truffles, too. Pick your desired delivery date, plus your satisfaction's guaranteed or your money back. The only way to get this amazing berries deal, starting at just $19.99, is to visit berries.com. Click on the microphone in the top right corner and use the code MORNINGAFTER. Then double your berries for mom and get free cake truffles before they run out. That's BERRIES.com and code MORNINGAFTER when you click on the mic. This amazing deal won't last long, and Mother's Day is this weekend, so be sure to order now. Mother's Day gifts. Doug, we have them for you all over town. You got Sherry's Berries. Right. People are taking people to brunch. We're taking my mom to brunch, and then my mother-in-law and Anna Marie's father coming over, and we're going to watch the Players' Championship. It's going to be fun because Ricky Fowler aced 17 yesterday in the practice round, and I know that Anna Marie's mom is anxious to see how the players perform around the Island Green Sunday, so that's what we're
going to... Oh, come on.
What?
Do women know enough about golf to sit there and watch it all day? They like shiny objects.
You ever watch Laura Davies?
Yeah, a little bit, way back when. Boy, she could hit the ball. Looked a little like Greg Luzinski. Boy, she could hit the ball 300 yards. Just a big old gal.
And a fan, just like you.
Nice touch around the greens.
Like Lauren Roberts.
Pretty good with the flat stick.
Like Lauren Green, who was in Bonanza.
Yes, he sure was.
And a hell of a golfer. He was the club champion at Meadowbrook, I think, in 68.
I don't think he lived here. I imagine he lived
there. Yeah, but he stopped by.
I think Dan Blocker was taken from us too early.
Well, so was Michael Landon. Sure.
I can't go on with the show now between that tweet and the recent losses of the cast of Bonanza. It's going to be a very emotional day.
It's been fairly recent, sir.
Dan Blocker probably 40 years ago?
Still fresh in my heart.
Michael Landon's probably been gone 20 years.
Maybe it's my sleeping 45 minutes, but I'm very emotional.
Okay.
Oh, you triggered? You triggered, bro?
I don't know if Hop Singh is still with us or not.
And we got to talk to this guy and make it seem like a fair thing. Okay, let's workshop.
No, I'm happy to handle the entire thing. I'll just ask him his perspective. a friend of the show. I didn't realize because Charlie made reference to his column. I didn't realize that friend of the show and occasional co-host Ben Fredrickson condemned the tweet. I didn't realize that. Charlie made reference to the column yesterday, but I thought he just... And if people have a different perspective, perhaps I will become enlightened by hearing the other perspective. I don't know. On the surface to me, I don't see it. But I'm anxious to hear. I believe this gentleman is the one who was the first to write about it, which then led to an opportunity for others to try and build followers, write articles, excuse me, and condemn it as well. If you can throw an ism on a tweet, you can get some real nice outrage going. You can get some real nice outrage going.
Is it faux outrage, Tim?
It's just,
not,
it's
I don't
invo.
Know if it is or not. People want to be mad about things now.
And is it as any ism, like a schism? Would that do it? Or a prism? Or
what about this? How about some eroticism this morning?
Doug, tweet that
out.
That's
sexist. Clearly, that's sexist.
Tweet that out, Doug. It just seemed
would
like...
Would you tweet that out? How about some eroticism this morning?
He said he wants followers.
What kind of response do you think that would get?
That would be one
tweeted,
of the greatest
how about
tweets.
Some eroticism?
Please do it. Test balloon. Just float it out there. I just felt like that recreation of the dialogue went on and on and on.
Doug, Michael Landon passed away in 1991, you ass. Thank you. It's from Marty Steeltoe
See,
Boots.
Okay,
it was
26 years ago.
And Pernell Roberts is still
is
doing
he still
very
with us?
Well.
But Hop Singh, how about his whereabouts?
Maybe we can get him on.
He may have returned to the old country.
He was a great Cardinals fan,
he was
too.
Good cook.
The, on the
good
Ponderosa.
Chef.
Do you remember that episode where he was wearing a Cardinals apron?
I do. I think it was he had a Dow Maxfield jersey on once, too.
Why can't men love flowers? I happen to love Doug's butt blossom.
No. I happen to like a little suspension log. You. Who was it, Tim?
Oh, that's the hipster of Tower Grove South. Him and Mae Young's newborn hand are just... I look in the text inbox and they're just dueling right now. And they don't even know they're dueling.
I wish they'd take a day off every now and then. Hipster Tower Grove South, you have been suspended and you've been put on notice.
What's that mean?
You've been suspended a period of 2 days' time. It means if he continues to be suspended each and every day, he could be facing permanent suspension.
Boy, that's
oh my like... God, like Dotem, who I'm playing golf with tomorrow.
Dotem has been suspended indefinitely. This would be a little bit more serious permanent suspension.
So this is like a double secret probation.
Yep.
Wow.
That's serious.
But thank you, Hot
fear
Shots.
Into some people.
Hey, Hot Shots, thank you for the suspension log, Yule.
How many free Dotems would you say I got in a six-game road trip?
We're very popular in Miami. I know that.
Let's say none. You were out of town.
And we played a role in taking down some people from Atlanta. So proud of that, number one. And I'm sure they're still feeling the effects of that.
No,
hit.
They've all rebounded quite well, actually. As I say to Chris Domino every time I see him in Atlanta, how are the criminals? And he's always, he's such a nice guy. He's always a little uncomfortable with that.
Yeah, because he's friends. And I like Domino. He's great people.
Yeah, one guy, the guy with the fleece is a sales guy somewhere selling radio. One guy is like an executive with the Falcons. And the other guy, I guess, is doing some kind of restaurant thing.
Some restaurant type places.
Some guy trashed a radio station and then became an executive with the Atlanta Falcons?
Mm-hmm.
That's a nice deal.
Yeah. He ran their second half play calling.
Stop tickling me, Tim.
I have breaking news. Hop Singh is dead.
Oh, no.
He died in 1980.
He said he went back to the old country.
I thought he did, but 1980 he left us.
Prince of misinformation.
Mm. Parnell Roberts dead, too.
Oh, they're all gone.
How are we supposed to do the show?
Well, they were all 30 or 40 back in the 60s, so you figure they'd be, if you know, they'd all be in their 90s or older by now.
It's not exactly like they were eating healthy food back then. Hop Singh would prepare a lot of, like, fatty meat dishes.
Just be careful what you say. It'll be politically incorrect.
What? How so?
Well, if you could imagine it being politically incorrect, then it will be to all somebody. Right.
Guys, Will Gear had a thing with Dan Blocker. Thanks. That's from the Catfish.
He did not. He didn't. I hate to even hear that speculation.
Wasn't there another? There was Pernell Roberts. What was his name in that show?
Adam.
And then there was some candy. They brought in another guy who was sort of like out, like the Oliver character, like when a show was on its last legs.
I don't think his name was Candy.
They bring in another guy.
It's not much of a name for a ranch hand.
But they brought in some other guy,
didn't they? They did.
They were trying to be more inclusive.
Guys, Weezer is headlining Lou Fest. Doug, want me to grab us a couple ducats? That's from KG in O-Town.
What's Weezer doing?
Headlining Lou Fest, bro.
But by doing what? What is he singing?
Yeah.
Well, they're
Weezer's
a, band.
A singer now.
Well, they're band. He's also a former intern, but there's a band called Weezer.
Right.
Oh, I thought it was our Weezer.
One big hit, right?
Well, they've been around successful with a bunch.
Don't they have one that stands
above? Well, the one,
the
I guess, Doug, would you say is the Sweater Song?
Hell, I don't know. I thought we were talking about our old intern, Weezer.
Oh, who took the pictures in Speedos with bros at barbecue.
Right. Haven't you ever
I know who Sean Campbell was until I just looked at his Facebook and I banged his friend.
Okay. Right. Doug, this is the Shrewsbury Seminary student.
Oh, hello, Shrewsbury.
Clients, this kind of phone lines, 877-855-282-8255, 855-282-8255.
Hello, Doug, Shrewsbury.
Are you putting people on notice?
Yeah. Yes, I am.
That's
certain
my
people.
Thing.
That's your thing?
Yeah.
All right. Well, didn't Donald Trump put North Korea on notice?
No, it was Mike Flynn. He put Iran on notice.
Oh.
And he got fired.
Yeah, well, I think North Korea's on notice also.
I put North Korea on notice.
Okay.
Thank you for that, because to be honest, I think that that could be a powder keg unless we come up with a solution. So thank you.
Yeah. Just wanted to check in with you guys. Hey, Bestel, eat some asbestos.
Doug, Bobby Bestel has been told to eat asbestos by the Shrewsbury Seminary.
What has Bobby Bestel done to you? Hello, Shrewsby.
He's gone, brother.
Oh,
someone on the text line said there was a character they added by the name of Candy.
Was it Candy? I remember what he looked like. I just didn't know his name was Candy.
Was Candy a B-52 song?
I believe you're right. No, I think it was Iggy Pop and the chick from B-52.
But there were two ladies in the B-52s.
Yes.
One was a brunette and one was a blonde, Doug.
Is that what you got
Cindy
your name?
Pearson? Is it Cindy Pearson and Iggy Pop?
I don't know.
Can you look that up for me? Plow Cub?
Did the B-52s, and then they sang Love Shack.
They did.
And it was the two women, and there was another guy in there.
Well, he was the lead.
He was the lead singer.
Right. And that was an introduction to a lot of us in South St. Louis who were only exposed to white Christians that, oh, there's another world out there. I think that's what that was. That was kind of a baptism in 1988.
What do you mean? He was just singing about his Chrysler. It's as big as a whale, and it's about to set sail.
Yeah, but it just seemed like, oh. It just seemed like, oh.
Guys, sang 1-0?
Is it Vestal or Bestel? Because you morons say both. That's from the 314.
It's Vestal, isn't it? Spelled with a V.
It depends on what part of the country you're in, how it's pronounced.
Well, I suppose if you were speaking Spanish, it might come out with a B sound. But I believe it's Vestal.
Do you find it at all? Plow Cub? Doug, here it is. Take a listen, Doug. This is it.
It's a rainy afternoon.
Kate Pearson. Thank you, Texter.
In the big city.
What are we listening?
Jeez, it's been 20 years.
Iggy Pop.
Is that where you got your nickname, Iggy?
Candy.
Iggy Pop?
I did, actually.
Really? Oh, my God. A history lesson, Doug.
So fun.
I can't wait to listen to Swope Soad on this.
How many other Iggy's are there?
This one. Beautiful, listen, Doug.
Beautiful girl from the north.
Yeah, I don't want to burn by. I'd rather talk about
it. It's so good and creepy. I kind of like it.
This is Candy, Doug.
Yeah, I know.
This is Candy.
Hey, Candy, candidate. They brought him in after Pernell Roberts.
Now the chick sings here.
And this is Candy. But it's Kate Pearson.
Yes.
Of the B-52.
Probably his biggest hit.
Doug, was this Iggy Pop's biggest hit?
I guess. And right after this, they started calling you Iggy, too?
No, that'd have been when I was in high school. Just came out much later.
Tim, who sang I Want Candy, that song? You know,
Bow Wow. Yeah, I do. Who's that?
Bow Wow Wow.
Bow Wow Wow. Lil Bow Wow.
All
he
right.
now has barbecue
this
chips.
Away. I think I'd rather hear that dialogue, the fake dialogue, than that song.
Guys, Doug Bestel is pronounced douche. Thank you. That's from Manchild 79.
What in the world has a guy done to make everybody so cross?
You know what? It's perhaps coincidental that it's coming up because we are about to celebrate the first anniversary of the new fan page. Wow.
The new one. 1 year anniversary?
Wow. Yeah. What should we do for that?
Probably
jubilee.
Nothing.
Seems
probably.
Like a jubilee is called for.
Well, Doug's 10th anniversary on the show is coming up, and there's a lot of buzz.
Why don't we make it a double bang jubilee?
Woo!
And celebrate Doug's anniversary and the fan page's anniversary. Would you mind sharing the stage with the fan page?
The fan page could take all the spotlight. That'd be fine with me.
Yeah, but it'd be nice if you would tip your cap, kind of like Ted Williams always regretted, never really.
But I don't usually wear caps.
If I may say, Doug, you've
I don't
done
even call them caps. I call them hats. A cap sounds like what you call something when you're 6 years old. No, where's my cap?
It's a baseball cap.
Yeah, that's a hat.
Not a baseball hat. It's a baseball cap.
I don't like caps.
The genre's hat. But let's be honest. You've done some very, very good works over the years.
Don't say works. Don't say works.
And
it doesn't make it sound more important.
It should be a jubilee to celebrate that.
Drink bleach, Bestel. That's from Brandon in St. Charles.
I feel bad for this Vestal fella. He's done, as far as I can tell, nothing.
He used to Photoshop pictures of you receiving analingus in a Ford Field parking lot.
I can't stand this Vestal.
That was him.
And whatever they say about him, he's got it coming.
Vestal has been suspended. I ever saw.
You went from defending him 5 seconds ago.
Bobby Vestal has been suspended. He's been suspended a period of 2 days' time. His name is going into the Hot Shots leather-bound suspension log. I'm writing it down with a Right Business Products ink pen.
Guys, maybe on the one-year anniversary, Doug can join the fan page for the day. Wow, that would be... And you could do a little chat.
I did join it for about 2 or 3 days.
And it was wonderful.
It was hideous. It was just awful.
But a lot of good discussions.
I don't think
here.
So.
Let me see what's going on there this morning.
There
There
were 16. I counted them. 16 free dotums yelled at me over
16?
Yeah.
Where more, in Atlanta or Miami?
More in Atlanta. Because there weren't that many folks in Miami, to be honest.
No. They hate their club, don't they?
I
There's a lot to like about the club. They've got some big stars.
And the stadium is actually nice, too. And we had some great weather. I just think, you know, based on they had some good teams that they immediately dismantled. You lose trust with your fans that way. And then they had that stadium where the owners kind of built money to get that thing built or didn't tell the truth about some of the stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, when the owner is despised, it's hard to get much going with the fan base.
Maybe that Yelich is ticking people off.
I don't think he is.
Yeah. Oh. Maybe his attitude is ticking people
off. They may have the best outfield in the major leagues. Or one of them.
They don't have such good pitching.
No.
We have good pitching. They got no pitching. No pitching.
Guys, I'm driving my teen son to school, and he asks, why is Deke Dotum banned? No idea. I told him I'd ask. It's from Mike in O'Fallon.
Because he's been the vilest of the vile.
That's from the Dotums.
He wrote things that would knock a buzzard off a meat wagon. He had to be suspended.
I'm going
to
shave strokes with him tomorrow. Kind of figure out. It's going to be me, Dotum, Injun Joe's Cave Ride Magic Man, and Matt who bowls at Hank's. Some of the most talented emailers in the history of emails.
I don't know how talented they are.
Yeah, I know. I was able to ad-lib that. I hadn't written that down, but I was able to deliver it that smoothly.
We got a gathering of the greats at a Hot Shots tonight.
Doug, how about that?
Which Hot Shot location, Plowsy?
I do believe the Fenton location will be me, Deke, Cucky, Matt who bowls at Hank's, I think Swopesy.
Yeah, it's like a council meeting of some kind.
I'll be late because of work, but
It's the G8 summit is what Dotum's calling it.
It's a meeting of the slightly off kilter.
Right. It's a meeting that we got nothing else in our lives. Let's go hang out and talk about the fan page. Oh, that's what it is.
Why do you hate fellowship?
Well, I don't hate fellowship. I hate
these guys are nice guys getting together. You might have some wings, Plowsy. Maybe some wings. They got great wings.
Well, what will you talk about?
Oh, everything. I think.
What are you eating now, by the way?
Muffin.
All right.
I think Deke's bringing his boy from Colorado in, so we'll just
his
fellowship.
Boy.
What time is this?
7:30, 8 o'clock.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you ought to swing on by and see what the word is. There's a Cracker Barrel right next door.
Leave me a seat, and maybe I'll have some
wings. You won't swing by. Wild horses couldn't drag you to that Hot Shots location for that fellowship.
You don't know me, homie.
You won't go.
You don't know me.
You won't.
You better axe.
Manchild 79 says, hey, any chance I can get in on this meeting tonight? Yeah, it is a G8 summit, Doug.
Well, you're not up to eight yet, are you? You named five or six.
I'm not the leader. I'm just a follower. I think Deke is in charge of seating arrangements.
No, and, I'm telling you right now, if Manchild wants to go, he can go.
No, that's fine. Yeah,
all right, well,
I'm
then just say yes.
Anybody. Yes.
You Manchild don't have to immediately would... be subservient. Well, it's Deke's operation. I don't want to ruffle any feathers.
No, we
yes,
love that
Manchild can
there,
go.
Yeah.
All right. It's a great American.
Guys, what time is the summit tonight at Hot Shots, Plowsy? I might pony up. That's from Doug's secret friend. It sounds like now there's some buzz now. Yeah. Now there's some buzz.
Isn't it on the fan page? I mean, Dotem posted it on the fan page, didn't he?
Doug?
I don't go to the fan page. I don't know.
I was
so they're
go.
Calling a meeting of the minions at Hot Shots Fenton.
My
exactly,
guess
Doug.
Is that
I think we have some policy to discuss.
We'll have some videos.
Oh, we're all on the fan page. Oh, this is going to be great.
My guess is that the hottest actresses from Hollywood will be flying in to try to woo one of these gentlemen.
Ooh. Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you think that would happen?
You'd see that. Look over there. It's Jessica Biel ordering some wings.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, look over there. It's Plowsy going out for a smoke.
Yeah, how much chronic will be in the parking lot? You better not let the feds know what's going on this evening.
No, I think, I don't know where. I think we'll meet up, meet and greet at Deke's. I don't know.
Meet and greet at Deke's, Doug. That's a name of a new show here at 1 a.m. on Saturdays.
Was it on the fan page? Because caller Adam said Darren was not supposed to talk about it.
Oh, is this like Fight Club?
I definitely saw it on the fan page.
All right.
Yeah, there's nothing secret about this get-together.
Is caller Adam going to this, Doug? If Adam goes, do you want to go?
No.
Iggy, are you going?
I told Deke I would stop by, but I'm going to see Taylor Momsen and the Pretty Reckless at the Del Mar Concert Hall first, so I don't know how long they're going to be
there.
How
old is Taylor Momsen now?
I think she's got to be 25, maybe.
Like 25 years old, and she's from St. Louis, right?
Yeah, born here. I think she moved when she was maybe in third, fourth grade. California.
Who is it? Your Thurman Munson? I thought he had passed away.
Tragic plane accident.
But well, his daughter Taylor Momsen is still alive.
And Jessica Biel is going to be at this Hot Shots together because she's,
I would think.
She's hot to trot for Matt who bowls at Hanks?
Maybe.
That's my understanding. Now, Justin in Columbia also texting in and saying, Plowsy, you are not supposed to talk about this stupid.
It was on the fan page.
Sure, it's fair
I didn't.
Game.
I have to tell you, I didn't see it on the fan page. I received a private invite.
Why? What do you mean he's not supposed to talk about it? So if someone else is going to walk into a public restaurant, you're not supposed to be here. It's just for us. It's a private meeting. We're just a bunch of goobers, and if we want to meet by ourselves, we can.
Doug, that is not fair. That is
you're
not
attacking
fair.
The people who put food on our table.
All right.
And I love it, Cucky goes, now we're going to have to change locations.
Oh, my God.
Sure, because it's a secret meeting.
Now I feel bad.
This is like the Michael Corleone Salazzo Summit.
I was definitely not told to not speak of it, and I am guaranteeing Iggy is correct. I did see it originally on the fan page. Now, if they wanted to keep it a secret later on and took it off, I was not aware that this
was
like
a private.
Are you
going to be discussing secret policy or something?
Hey, we can Doug. Change location.
You're going for a hamburger.
Hey, Doug. Why don't you check yourself real quick? You look great. You're wearing a fancy blazer. Your saddle shoes are to die for.
Yeah.
All right? But you're not better than everyone. These guys just want to go have a little get-together.
Now, well, then why can't the other people join them?
I don't think it's a big national secret, sir. But I don't think you have to belittle them by calling them goobers.
Then you let the other goobers join them if they want. Oh, it's a secret meeting. It's just us.
What are they going to talk about?
Oh, we'll talk about the fan page. Oh, it'll be great.
Oh, and we'll talk about the people that post on the fan page that we suspect may be girls.
Could be one. Oh, boy.
That's what's going on. That's what this summit. It's called the G8 Summit.
Will you discuss that? Do you think that there's?
I kept receiving multiple invites, and I'm just like, you know, I don't think I'm going to be able to make it. But I saw that this was going on, and I guess it's a private thing, Plowboy, that was not supposed to be discussed on the show. And now here's what's going to happen all day on the fan page. People are going to be mad that they weren't invited. And all hell is going to break
loose. It's not a G8 summit. It's just a major goober get-together.
Me and Cucky are currently talking about how this makes it so much better, though, now.
What, because of Jessica Biel? Or
no, we have to, like, change location.
And if someone else should come to your table, they'll be turned away.
Why don't you run out of hall or something?
What would happen if Bestel showed up, Plowboy?
Oh, all hell would break loose,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
Be a brawl there?
You don't understand how serious this fan page stuff is.
The obvious question is why? Why would it be serious?
There's a great thread right now posted by Jeremiah Cox. You know him?
Coxie, yeah.
Drops that make you laugh anytime it pops in your head. Mine, the morning after with Tim McKirkin. And there are 69 responses. I almost wonder if that was calculated. And people just list their favorite drops. Doug, you could go in there and give your favorite. What's your favorite drop? Why don't you stop on by? You like Bill's hole, right?
I'd have to think about that one.
It's a nice hole, Bill.
That's not a bad. It's a nice hole, Bill.
Only 69 nice responses. Hole, Bill. It was like 200 something last week when somebody posted that.
So it's a weekly question.
Oh yeah, it's a weekly thing. Favorite drop,
and then you got to get in there and get on the weekly question.
Well, that's what I need to spend more time doing. Less time doing things I need to do. More time going on the fan page saying what my favorite drop is.
Doug, this is caller Adam on the G8 Summit. Good morning, Adam.
You get a private invite to something. You don't blast it on a radio where maybe a couple hundred people are listening.
Adam, we can change locations, and this is funny. So, you know, in the end, we're going to be talking about this tonight and laughing about it.
He said it was on the fan page.
Switching the subject. Well, this is the problem. It was supposed to be a private meeting.
I was unaware
top
of
it.
It's a public restaurant. How can you have a private meeting in a public restaurant?
How was it on the fan page if it was a secret?
It wasn't on the fan page. That's slander.
Who saw it? Iggy saw it on the fan page.
That's where I first saw
Iggy's
it on the fan page.
Iggy probably said a lot of things that aren't true.
Oh, my God.
Not that I know of.
You are ticked off about this.
Meeting's ruined.
It'd be an important meeting that nobody knew about.
What were you going to discuss?
Timmy Bishop wants to come. He's a stud.
Let's see. Here it is. Let me pull up the invite, Doug, now that this has been outed.
We're reading the invite on air.
There's only 11 people, Doug, who were invited.
Who? I'd
only
like to
11.
Know. Out them all.
But now it seems like everybody's welcome.
Is everybody welcome now, Adam?
I don't even know if I can go because I don't know where Fitton's at.
Follow the Merrimack.
And don't dangle your participle.
This land is your land. This land is my land. From California to the New York Island.
Wasn't bad.
He's gone.
Right. He shared a song.
Can you name the 11, or is that a secret?
Plowboy is the one who's revealed.
Let's not name
I'm
the
just
11.
Curious who was invited, because I didn't see a list.
Why
I just
would
said
you
was
care
gone.
If they... if you broke the secret...
It says secret meetup of the cutest TMA legends. It specifically says not for public awareness, Plowboy. It specifically says it.
Mm. Well, I didn't get the invite because I was like... I was made with that page. So when I saw
what does that mean?
You're
Doug?
A made man. You're a made man.
I was tagged on it, so I didn't have to accept the invite.
I'll swallow that muffin first.
And so when I saw it, I didn't click on it and look at it. I thought that meant it was public. I thought that was posted on the fan page. I didn't click on it and look at the privacy factor.
Who are the Goober 11?
I was already in it.
Who are the Goober 11?
Goober 11.
Now I feel bad.
You have a muffin in your mouth, bro?
Not anymore, sorry.
The Goober 11 feel like they're better than everyone else on the fan page, don't they?
No, we don't at all.
Well, then why isn't anyone else invited? Why?
Are you guys like,
damn it, why?
Are you guys like a gang? Like a biker gang?
Oh, Iggy, you're in.
Yeah, I just thought it was Geek saying we're having a get-together. You want to come?
You're one of the 11.
Yeah, well,
Doug,
I don't know.
You distrust Iggy now?
I didn't see that coming.
I'm not a goober.
And you guys 11. Are going to tough around hot shots. You're just going to go table to table and push some people around.
Steal the women from the other guys that are there, right?
Take their beer.
I was going to see Deke because we don't have the free donum open tomorrow. So I was going to get a chance to say hi to Deke. That's the only reason I was going, not to hang out with whoever.
You think Deke is a great American, don't
I
you?
I love Deke.
Yeah, I love Deke too.
I don't.
Maybe I'll get Taylor Momsen to come after the show.
And Thurman.
And there's a specific post made by Engine Joe's Cave Ride Magic Man that says, and this was posted on May 8th at 2:03 p.m. Doug, May 8th was in the past.
Sure it was.
And he said, the first rule of the TMA G8 Summit is never to talk about the TMA G8 Summit.
I'm not on the fan page enough to see these posts.
This isn't on the fan page. It's a private invite.
Oh yeah, see, I didn't get the invite. I was just.
But it says you've marked yourself as attending.
Well, that's because when that G8 Summit page or thing was created, I was tagged in it, so I didn't need to be
in it. Yeah, but I was tagged in it as well.
I'd go ahead and take another bite of muffin. You seem to make more sense when you were spitting little pieces out.
I didn't know about the secrecy. I understand I messed up. I'm not denying that. I just didn't know the absolute secrecy because I didn't look at the...
Charlie and I have been invited, but we have not responded to the invite.
Mm. Mm. It's clear now the Goober 11 is a clandestine operation. They do their work under the
cover
of darkness.
What's more powerful, do you think, Doug, the Goober 11 or the CJ6?
A Goober 11. There's almost twice as many of them.
Yeah, Doug, as part of you labeling these folks as Goobers, hurt that you were not invited?
No. No, believe it or not, no.
I'm a little hurt.
You are?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure you could show up now. It seems like they're encouraging everyone to be there.
Yeah, if I'm not wanted, though, I won't go.
Guys, the Z-List fan page members are having their own event this evening. It's at Fraley's. Come meet the Butler Hill Butt Filler, the ninth floor Stiefel Hoosier, and myself for some serious digital play. Doug, that's from Peter Dinklage's third leg.
These are fellas who are down on their luck.
Worthy.
We are definitely better than Doug. That's from Cucky the Dwarf.
All right.
He had a sewed done on him on Buck Swope's most
recent
Swope's
picks. Yep.
Do you think Buck Swope can find my favorite drop of all time? Do you remember?
What is your favorite drop of all time? Where we announced we were leaving 590 the man?
It was about Whoopi Goldberg. That awkward.
Ooh, yeah, the interview with the wonderful Ted Danson.
And
that's an awkward conversation.
Ooh, that's an awkward conversation.
I feel like pre-2010 you have to turn to D-Bear. And I think that was pre-2010. I don't know. Doug, was that pre-2010?
I haven't a clue.
Because that was my favorite. Because it was legit. He was like, ooh.
I don't really mark time by when a certain drop was used.
Yeah, but this was a Ted Danson interview.
I just don't.
What about...
Maybe it's me.
What about Morris Day and the Time?
I don't know.
Jerk Out. Is that the name of the song? Jerk Out.
Yeah, I don't know.
We all
you
come
pull
in
that up,
joint.
Boy, Morris Day and the Jerk Out.
Jerk Out is a great song.
No.
Otis Day and the Nights. Was that the name of the band in the...
In Animal House.
Yeah. No, that was a band.
About Otis Redding. Oh, my.
Yeah. Oh, Doc
not
of
as
the
good
Bay.
As Otis Day.
Doc of the
what about
Bay.
When Yeez and Ho sampled it? Oh!
I'll take Otis Day.
Guys, anyone want to hang at Rico's 2 in Granite City tonight? Thank you. It's from Ray King. Sounds like this summit is for the fellows who can't get laid. Grow up, kids. That's from the 618. Now, that sounds advice. Like somebody who's not happy they weren't invited.
Yeah, that is pain right
it
there.
It sounds like good advice.
Tim, my favorite drop was when Herb Humphreys dropped his kids off at the kids' house. That's from Honey Bear Sappington. We actually have audio of that?
I don't think so.
Did he leave Humphrey. His mic on?
Nightside. Got it covered.
God, I like that. You don't see promos like that in local news anymore.
No. Uh-oh.
Now everybody's on your side. You know, they're taking care of you.
Right. The consultants decided to turn it a different direction.
So wait, 5 is on your side. What's 4? 4 is there for your sister-in-law's friend or whatever. What is 4?
I don't think that's the slogan.
Remember, it's a little wordy. 4 is there for your sister-in-law's
watching out
friend.
For you. Something like that.
5 is on your side, and 4 is something like we're looking out for you.
Yeah.
Guys, the saddest part is that these losers are actually serious. Yeah, I text in under the name Arnold Penis Boy. Mm-hmm. Let's meet up at the subway on Hampton. Yeah, I'm also single, by the way. I got a sweet man cave. But yeah, we're the cool ones on the fan pit. That's from Mario in Chicago. Boy, there's
Pandolfo?
Tension now. I think it's one of the Pandolfos.
I don't think it'd even be
the Pandolfos possible. And the Henschels run St. Gabriel's Parish, I hear.
I might have just...
And by the way, Doug, it's only 30 days from the St. Gabriel's School Picnic.
Okay.
I might have just ruined the fellowship and brotherhood of the whole fan page. I could have just pulled the final Jenga piece and everyone hates everybody now.
Sure.
And now they're picking sides.
Right? Are they
and
really?
I never wanted that. I feel bad.
Well, it's exclusive membership in the Goober 11, so don't give up on it too quickly, Plowsy. Maybe you can get little T-shirts.
See, I don't want to be part of a club that is exclusive that lets other people out. I want everybody to be involved.
Wouldn't you like everyone to join hands and
then you'd
live
work
on
at
a
St.
mountain
Louis Country
at high
club?
Altitude?
Yeah, sure would.
That was a job.
Doug, I think it would send a real nice message if you showed up at Hot Shots Fenton tonight at 7:30. It would bring the people together.
Yeah.
It really would.
The chance of that happening is virtually nil.
So you're saying there is a chance.
There is a chance, I suppose. If I get hungry enough.
Will you wear a nice suit of clothes?
Probably would. Yeah.
I got two kids, Mario. You're an idiot. That's from Cucky the Dwarf. Boy, you're hearing it now. If you get Cucky upset, and he's like the friendliest human being in the world.
Is he?
Yes.
He wears half shirts, though.
Right, but you can be friendly and wear a half shirt.
He almost got picked up for soliciting gay prostitution on Hampton Avenue.
You could be friendly and solicit gay prostitution.
Yeah, Doug.
Right.
Grow up.
I just don't want to see him in prison.
Brett Wengert just joined the fan page, as did Nick DiStefano. Welcome aboard, boys.
What's the number now?
Let me see, Doug. I'll let you know. 5,520 members of the fan page.
Only 11 allowed to go to Hot Shots this evening.
Someone texted in, Plowsy is the true puppet master. As if there's some design to you stirring this up.
Yeah, honestly, I think this is what makes it good. I had no idea that I'm private. And if I would have just clicked on that thing, it says private about 8 times on it. And it says do not tell.
Well, here's the reason now I'm finding out why it's private. Is because Misty Plops will be there. And Cucky says her anonymity is essential.
Her anonymity. Sure. Why is it essential? Because Misty Plops is someone that people might know, and he's vile.
Who do you think it is?
And he's going to be outed.
Who do you think is Misty Plops? Bo Hart.
It could well be Hart. It could well. It could be Kevin Demoff. It could be someone like that.
Demoff flew in from Santa Monica to go to the Fenton Hot Shots?
He might. He usually sends emails.
Right.
He's probably in town today to try to rip a few more people off. Try to take possession of Rams Park.
If I had to guess one person that I think would be Misty Plops, it would have to be Carlton Fisk, right?
Yeah. I've always thought that.
Sound logical? I mean, when you really think about it.
It does. He had the record for most home runs by a catcher, didn't he? Did Piazza break that? Darnell Coles was not a catcher.
Every time I see him when the Cardinals play the Brewers, I laugh and giggle to myself. I feel like going up to him and go, you're mentioned 7 times a day.
Yeah, Darnell Coles and Dan Issa together. They wouldn't know what the hell hit him. Hey, Mario, I've got one kid and been cream pieing my wife daily.
No,
trying to have another one?
No. That should have been private. Caller Adam has been suspended. He's been suspended a period of 2 days' time. His name is going into the handsome Hot Shots leather-bound suspension log heel, and I don't expect it felt very good.
Mm.
Oh, this I don't like. Not getting invited is like when the cat big-timed me.
You're big-timing people too now, huh?
No, I don't.
Who'd you big-time, Buster?
I guess Sugar Shane.
Misty Plops is actually Joe McEwen, guys, I'm certain. That's from Patrick at Immaculata.
Oh, yeah, he's management timber.
Doug, we have a lot of listeners in the Immaculata Parish.
Is that Ledoux?
Yeah.
That's where Stan Musial went, wasn't it?
Stan the man!
Yeah. And you think we have a lot of listeners there. I think you're very wrong about
that. What about Patrick?
Well, what about Patrick?
He's at Immaculata.
Yeah, he is not. He's somewhere down in deep Jeff County.
I think Misty Plops played the role of one of the sisters in Shawshank Redemption. I wish he would catch me when I'm changing reels. Thanks. That's from Mitch. I'm triggered. Cumstein.
Catch me when I'm changing reels. Is that when Andy got it?
Yeah, the high hard one.
I don't want to know about Bill's holes.
Okay.
Well, Doug, as you know, Mother's Day is this weekend, and you can still send the 100 Blooms for Mom bouquet from Pro Flowers in time for Mother's Day and wow her with these bright, colorful flowers. It comes with a free glass vase for just $19.99, plus shipping and handling. And if you really want to make a statement, you can upgrade to a premium vase and include gourmet chocolates for just $10 more. Choose the delivery date you want, and Pro Flowers guarantees your flowers will arrive fresh and beautiful and stay that way for at least 7 days or your money back. There's still time to get 100 blooms for Mom delivered by Mother's Day. Click on the microphone in the top right corner and use the code MORNINGAFTER. You'll get these stunning flowers and free glass vase starting at just $19.99. That's proflowers.com and code MORNINGAFTER when you click on the mic. Order today before you're out of time, and Pro Flowers is out of this bouquet.
Those flowers last a while.
Yeah, we have some in our kitchen right now.
Yeah,
matter of fact.
So do we.
No. Mm-hmm. You got to come on by and see if ours are nicer.
Okay. Tim, I'm sure yours are nicer.
I'm sure yours are better, Tim. Yeah, your flower came from the same place, same boxes. I'm sure yours are better.
Yeah, but I have better fertilizer, as you know.
KG in O-Town said I big-timed him a couple of weeks ago.
I can't imagine that. We actually know who he is, and he's a patriot.
There are times when you're about to go on the air, and someone's yelling at you from, 20 feet away.
And so you thumb your nose at him.
I don't...
Doesn't seem right.
Hey, Doug, can you help speed up the drop-off line at my kid's school? Thanks. That comes from Stan Royer.
Now, Stan Royer was a third baseman, and I guess late 90s, maybe? Pretty good player. I guess he's in line at a grade school now.
Right. Well, I can tell you this. If you're trying to make sure that the drop-off or pickup line goes quickly, apparently you can't have Andy Strickland around.
Why?
Because at our kid's school, apparently he was accused of tying up the line. I don't know if he was like sitting in his car clipping toenails, not paying attention. But at some meeting of volunteers, his name was brought up, and they said, does anyone know him? And my wife said, well, Jim works with him. And she said, would you mind telling him? I said, no, I'll be glad to give him the bad news. Let's go, Andy. Move it along.
He gets to the front of the line and he doesn't move his car?
Clips his toenails.
Oh, he does not.
Up on the steering wheel, apparently.
Oh, come on.
Clipping them. All right, that's not true. But yes, his name was brought up. There was a black mark next to his name because of that.
Tim, that bull Nancy Lopez had one hell of a fupa. Thanks, Mae Young's newborn hand.
She wasn't a bull. Married to Ray Knight.
Doug and I don't do cream pie. We do mud pies. It's from the White Collar Gangster. Now, he's...
White Collar Gangster's been suspended. I got a lot of ink in my Right Business Products ink pen, so I can keep writing names as long as you're vile, fellas.
Guys, Misty Plops was actually an extra in The Godfather. That comes from Eugene Koo translating on behalf of Sungwan Oh. Sungwan Oh just texted in through Eugene Koo?
Yeah, they love the show.
I had no idea.
Yeah, they love the show. Tim, can I show you what...
What do we have?
This is what I watched on the flight home.
You watched The Godfather?
Part 2.
Hyman Roth.
He was a snake.
Hyman Roth was? He seemed like a wonderful businessman.
I tell you what, because one of the Goombas told Michael, your father respected Hyman, your father never trusted
him. And that was Johnny Ola.
Well, Johnny Ola was he was the one that got Fredo in trouble.
Yeah. Remember that, Doug?
At the little club where they were.
What, he ordered a banana daiquiri, and Michael and him were having, it seemed like they were bonding, and just hours later.
Well, here's what he said. He met Johnny, I never met you. And then they're at this club, and he goes, Johnny, we come here all the time. He knows all the places. And Michael thought to himself, there it is. Yeah. I better call my consigliere,
Carlo.
I believe was Dirk Benedict at the time, in that part of the movie.
Bruce Benedict, former catcher with the Braves. He had a hard jaw.
What do you mean he had a hard jaw?
He had a hard jaw, bro. Hard jawline.
Who has a soft jaw?
Cardinals had a pitcher named Ron Willis back in the 60s who had virtually no chin. He went to Kirkwood High School. That's why I know who he was. And he had virtually no chin, so he would have been a soft-jawed pitcher.
Oh, yeah, Floyd Rayford.
Why didn't he get a chin implant?
I guess you could now. Back then, I don't think he worried much about it.
Guys, Johnny Orr was in The Godfather. That's Madonna's Jordan.
The Iowa State coach? Is that why he resigned at the Iowa State?
I'm getting a contract.
He got a contract with Francis Ford Coppola?
Yes.
To appear in The Godfather?
Yes.
So he said, so long to the Cyclones.
Guys, Doug has bigger areolas than Michael's girl Apollonia. Same color, too. Thanks to the Jeffco gentleman. Now, she had like August Ames-like shade. You know?
I didn't know you did that.
Pardon me, Tim. Jeffco gentleman has been suspended. He's been suspended a period of 2 days' time.
Then I move on to the jugs.
Jeffco gentleman. All right. Thank you, Right Business Products.
Guys, this rift on the fan page going on right now reminds me of the classic battle between the Lannisters and the Targaryens.
Mm. Now, who are they?
Game of Threes, baby. Game of Threes.
And what is that?
Game of Thrones, Khaleesi's of Thrones. Dragons.
Oh, that's right. It's another
fantasy. You save time by saying Game of Threes.
You do. You save three syllables.
It's a land of dragons and mystical princesses. Okay, stop it.
Boy, you label everything that you don't care for goober or dumb.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people like Game of Threes.
Right. Starts up in mid-July. Khaleesi's hinted at lesbianism this season. Can you even imagine? Holy moly, cockatoli.
How do you just hint at that?
She said she wouldn't mind having a female love interest in the final season.
She didn't say that.
She did. And then, hey, you want to hear more Dish? We're in break, right? Here's more Dish.
No.
Channing Tatum was on the Howard Stern Show. And he said...
Your voice quivers when you talk about Channing Tatum. Have you ever noticed that?
I feel like when he does this voice, we're the only ones who can hear him.
Right.
And he said he and his wife would like to have a threesome with Khaleesi. And then Khaleesi said she's up for it.
That got you excited?
I'll go now.
Well, see you, Douglas.
What movie is that from where she goes, drugs?
Khaleesi?
No, there was a movie.
Channing Tatum's wife, Jenna.
It might have been St. Elmo's Fire. Every time
Demi Moore.
Every time they talk about the drugs, anything bad, the mother whispers. So they said, did you hear what happened to Cousin Pete?
No.
Drugs.
Oh, wow.
I think that's where Tim stole it from. Did you hear what happened to Aunt...
B?
B? Cancer.
Mm.
Andy Griffith did a lot of white?
I don't think he did, no.
Why is Aunt B talking like he did?
She was elderly.
I'll tell you what, Aunt B could whip up some bean pies, though.
Yes, she could. Fabulous, Aunt.
Doug Khaleesi is going to take that sailor broad to the top of Space Mountain this season. That comes from Null.
Why?
That would be just fine with me, Jack.
No, I've not watched the show. I've tried channel surfing. I see it. Everyone's talking about it. I ought to watch it.
You really 10 minutes.
It's people staring into space in an old castle in the darkness. You know what? It
took us three times to get going. For real. We tried to start it a couple times. And just like, I don't follow this. I don't get it. It's a bunch of guys playing Renaissance Fair in the woods. I'm not interested.
Yeah.
And then we grinded through, and we were pleasantly surprised and couldn't be more happily rewarded.
Doug, you're more of a hard scrabble guy. You want the reality-based shows.
Not like a good war picture.
What about Finding Bigfoot? That might be up your alley. It's like a Ted Koppel report on near miss of Finding Bigfoot. I mean, they almost get him.
Yeah, I'd be interested in that.
Yeah.
Guys, August Ames' nipples are almost transparent. That's a nice call, Tim. That comes from Timmy the Tickler. Yeah.
They're like little windows? They're transparent?
Like her flesh on the breast and stomach, torso, really, is the same color as her nipples. It's a rare find. It's fun. A lot of collagen injected in the lips recently. Kind of a bad beat. Kind of a Brio thing. But, yeah, the nipples are fun. Fun for the whole family. I'd take that over
it's
power.
It's not the whole family thing. No, it isn't.
She's from Nova Scotia, as you know.
No, Red Robin.
Happy about the Senators.
Red Robin is a fun thing for the family.
Ooh, bottomless fries.
Yeah, Red Robin's better than someone's transparent areolas.
What's your favorite french fry?
You know, I thought maybe I've been away a week. Maybe the show's got a little smarter.
No, it really hasn't. If anything, it's getting worse. The level of ADHD, even medication's not helping.
Doug, this is the Design Air heating and cooling 7 o'clock hour.
I'm sure they're proud to have sponsored the hour we just had.
Well, they did work over at me house.
Did they? How is me house?
We're going through the process right now of finishing the basement with Elysium Restoration and Design. Yeah. And Seth Goldkamp came on over and installed a new HVAC system in the basement for the new basement. So I do business with the sponsors as well, and we recommend you do. It's Design Air, Doug, Design Air Heating and Cooling, the number one trained dealer in the Midwest. 314-739-1600, 314-739-1600, or visit designairservice.com. Make sure to mention you listen to TMA, as Design Air is now donating a portion of all sales from our audience to Three Little Birds for Life. Design Air, the number one train dealer in the Midwest. It's hard to stop a train. Like that?
Yeah, it was very dramatic.
I was reading a text that I don't want to read aloud, but...
It
said one of us will probably die on a toilet.
Is that what happened to Tywin Lannister?
Elvis Presley, I believe.
Oh, here's a picture of August Ames. I think this is before the lip injections, but you see how her nipples, like you can't even really see where they start. It's like my hairline. Right there. See? I don't know where they start. Like right where Australia would be if this were the globe. Like that's, I guess, where they start, but you can't tell. If you wouldn't see the little areola poking
out. There is no part of the body that's considered the Australia of the human body.
On August Ames, there is, sir.
It's nice when you focus all your brilliance on one important topic like that.
Thank you. Doug Searcy was great on top in 300. Thanks, Chunk and the Chuck.
All right, thank you, Chunksy.
Searcy or Khaleesi? It's a question It's kind of like, would an NBA team work in St. Louis? You can just get phone calls and fill your show.
Yeah.
Yep. Wasn't there a baseball player, Steve Searcy?
I believe so.
Steve Yeager.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, he was once on deck, and somebody swung, and the bat broke, and the business end of the back stuck in his neck. Remember that?
Steve Searcy.
No, Steve Yeager.
Mike Socha also.
Who does
didn't
Khaleesi,
happen to Socha.
Who does Khaleesi hook up with, you think?
Steve Yeager?
Socha?
Khaleesi. The Greyjoy chick?
She catch for?
She's made out with chicks on that show.
Who?
And she's a catcher?
The Greyjoy chick. She's got the fleet of ships.
Remember when Socha and Jack Clark ran together? There was a lot of meat packing there. Boy, two big guys just boom, like that. Boy, they both went down.
What are you talking about?
Khaleesi and Socha.
Yeah.
Doug, don't say there's a lot of meat packing.
Doug, I hate to do it. We have to close out the Design Air Heating and Cooling 7 o'clock hour.
Okay.
It's one for the ages. Derek Gould is going to be with us at 8:30. And then the gentleman who condemned the Cardinals for the tweet. Where the hell did my stuff fell? Hold on a second. I got it now, though. I got it. His name is John Taylor. He is with us at 9 o'clock.
Receiver for the 49ers back in the day.
Pretty good player. Yeah. And now he's writing.
Is that John Tyler or John Taylor?
Taylor.
Taylor?
Yeah.
Kind of overshadowed by Jerry Rice.
But sort of.
Had a very still important a catch against the Bengals in the Super Bowl.
Actually, had a great career.
Yeah. We're going to get him on, too. Be funny. Go, hey, we're going to have John Taylor on. People go, what?
Delaware
like,
State
I can't
Hornet.
Stop listening. What?
Did you know that, Doug?
What was it?
John Taylor, Delaware State.
I did not know that.
Yeah, now you do. You're a better person for it. Yeah. You're welcome.
A little smarter.
So, yeah, that's what's coming up. Plus your emails for the Hot Shots email today. This is the Ryan Kelly Morning After.